OG Sundays, Fabulous Low Rider Odie, The G Lou Show, hosted by G Lou, Flossie B, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. Yes, sir. Let's take that ride, homie. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. OG Sundays, back to business. Big G Lou back with a vengeance. Cruising, rolling down the boulevard. I mean the boulevard, we coming way too hard. Big Floss in the gray lacrosse. G Hank in the lack with his wife in the back. I'm in the Benz, about to scoop up Gene. On the way to Block Talk, baby, talk to me. Got the keys to the city like Nip. Rest in peace to the king, we gon' keep this shit lit. 7 days a week, we stay smoky, but Sunday we listen to them lowrider oldies. With the plaque in the back like snow, but between them a Cadillac, nigga, you know. Every Sunday we take that ride on the G Lou Show, my nigga, show you ride. Ride. It's the G Lou Show. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Odies. Flossie B, G Lou, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. OG. Yes, sir. Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. 914-803-4001. One. Come take that ride with us. We in traffic like days and graphics. Church. Mic check, 1-2-1-2. Welcome to the G Lou Show. OG Sundays, fabulous low rider oldies, and traffic light danger graphics. And I am G Lou, joined by my co-host Flossie B. Beautiful Miss
yes,
Queen
sir.
Jean.
Yes,
hey, Norman. What up, Flossie?
Oh, man, shout out to everybody tuning in. We back to the G Lou Show. G Lou been busy. I've been busy. We've been on one. Shout out to Hank. Shout
yes,
out
sir.
To Queen Jean. But we back, y'all. We back in traffic. Sure enough. What's good, G Lou?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, it's all good, loved one, man. You know, like you, glad to be back. A lot going on, but more than anything, we just glad to be back here serenading the people on a Sunday night in traffic
right.
Like days and graphics. Yes, sir.
Doing what we do.
Anything you
do.
Want to talk about? Oh, yeah. Oh, also, check this out. We got some,
yeah.
Hold on, let me, before that, we got something coming up for you special, ladies and gentlemen, in the second top of the hour. We got a special guest going to join us briefly just to talk about some things. A very important person. In a very important city of Compton. So top of the hour, we got that coming up. Floss hooked something up, so we got that coming up top of the hour. But go ahead, Floss.
Oh, yeah, man, I ain't doing nothing, man. I've just been taking it easy, you know what I'm saying? Did a document. Shout out to my boy Big Legs and the Stick Gang over there, man. You know what I'm saying? Putting me on board with the little documentary they doing. You know what I'm saying? Fat Rat, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all them dudes over there, man.
Yeah,
the Stick Gang, man. If you're tuning in,
mm-hmm.
Big Legs, man, much love, man. But, yeah, man, I ain't been doing nothing, man. And shout out to the Insanes, the Long Beach Insanes today. Today is their hood
day.
Much love to my Insane loved one. Yes, sir.
Shout out to the 2-1.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, man, it's all been good. You know, just taking it easy, man. You know what I'm saying? Taking it all in. They starting
That's
to open
right.
up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can
right.
breathe a little bit around this mug. But it's all good. But everybody still protect yourself and don't get loose, and, you know, watch your health. You know, that's all I can say, you know?
That part.
Yes,
shout out to
know.
Hank. He'll be here soon. He's probably coming in late, but we got Miss Queen Jean here. What's up, Queen?
Hey, Miss Queen Jean.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you all doing this evening?
Oh, chilling. How you doing, Queen?
I'm good, chilling. I'm drinking some Tito's with some club soda
Uh-oh.
And some raspberry syrup in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm on a mellow tip right now, so I'm just feeling it's good to hear you all's voices, though, and keeping love to everybody
yes.
that's joined us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Okay.
Likewise.
Yeah. We back, G Lou family. You know how we do. So everybody just kick back, get into personality, and let's take off where we left off. You know what I'm saying?
That part. That part in traffic. Days and graphics. 914-803-4001. Press 1. We are here. Let's roll.
That part. Let's go.
That's what we do every Sunday, man. Shout out to the G-Lew Show, man, and all the listeners tonight, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man, it's a must, man. You know, I'm straight out of Compton, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a must that they listen to, you know what I'm saying, the OG New Show on Sundays, Low Rider Sundays, man. It's all good. Believe me, if you love Low Rider and you love old school music, this is the show for you. You know what I'm saying? Tune in every Sunday.
And
I'm gonna start tuning in every when I'm not low riding. I will be tuning in.
And
I'll be calling in too, so y'all might get tired of it.
Shout out to Gangsta, man. Hey, but we got a real gangster who just pulled up to the show. My loved one, Hank,
yes,
the Gangsta. Live
what's
in the building.
Up,
what up, Hank?
Man,
happy 2-1-day,
low. I'm good, man.
How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. God just been blessing me, G-Lo, you know.
Right.
You know, me and the wife, we just moved into a new house. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations, sir.
We left the shack, man. The shack, and we out of the shack, man. We up in there where they doing it at, man. So, shout out to my wife, man. She got a spot for take care of mother, man, you know, and take care of her in her older age, man. So ain't nothing but God.
Right. That's right,
so,
loved one. Congratulations. Right. Salute to the fam, man. Salute.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, shout out to you, D-Lou, man. You know, giving cats like myself, man, an opportunity, man, a platform, man, to get down where we're doing it at. And shout out to all the G-Lou listeners that's out there listening from the land of Japan. Long Beach to England, man. We love y'all, man. And shout out to my co-host. You dig what I'm saying? My little bro, man, Flossy B.
Hey,
what's up, boss? What it do?
Oh, man. Chillaxes, man. Hey, Hank, I got to get at you, man, because I think
hold on. I ain't finished, man. Shout out to my other co, my other host. Hold on. This ain't the Flossy B show. Wait a minute, nigga. Damn, wait a minute. Hey, shout out to the queen, man. That's my other host, man. My hostess with the mostest, man. I love you, queen, man. Now, what we got to do, man? Who we got to go get, Floss? Who we got to go get?
Hey, when a nigga move up like the Jeffersons, I get treated like the butler. Hey, look here. That nigga moved up like the Jeffersons, Queen Jean, and got me like the butler. Left me down here. Hey, I gotta call his people. I gotta get to my people to call his people to get to him now. They wouldn't let me in the shack, so I know I ain't getting in the big house.
We damn near wide open. We like the streets. We like California. We like 40% open.
I'm gonna come by and holler at you. I think I got a venue, man, for you to get so we can get to keep it live and thing, get back popping, man. I think I got something up my sleeve. I got something up my sleeve, man.
For sure, man. Yes, sir.
It's time. You done got your house now. It's time to get off the couch, nigga. Get your ass back in the mix. Keep it laughing.
Almost.
Be on the lookout,
like
y'all. We're going to keep it laughing, man.
That's right. That's right. That part.
That's a piece of Ricky Harris.
What are they doing? What the G's is doing
to that? Yeah.
That part.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, we got to call it. Do we have a caller? Caller, hello.
Caller?
Uh-oh.
Okay, maybe not.
The caller got the music? The caller playing music?
Yeah. Right, I guess. Okay, maybe not.
Caller.
Let me cut that off.
Yeah, the caller got their own radio show.
Right. Hey, man. It's all love. Man. We go get back in traffic. Let me do one for my boy Hank, man, on the 2-1 day. One time. I got to show love. We'll be right back.
West Coast, back in the house once again. It's the LOCCC. This goes out to all the homies in the hood. Eastside LBC, 21 Street. What's up, cuz? Alright, let me lay this down.
I goes deeper than 2-1. Original from the swamp. Little snotty nose kid with a pit named Chump. That gangster named Chuck, rest in peace. That's my OG since I've been sagged. Been a close homie, couldn't steer me wrong. As the story goes on, just listen to this game while I'm pushing insane. What about the homies? Straight up hot for this roll call. My lyrics is some paint. This track is a wall. Eugene Gang, alias Big Doggy Dog, Smiley Mo, Big Gator, H Capone, Gangster Blue Dog. A few of the homies and I still ain't finished. This is Border Raiders only. Croft Dog, he's a menace. Die Hard, C Nut, T Mac, and Tiny Duck. We low, Lil Reg, and Sinbad, he's a nut. Can't forget about Muggs with them fat bud sacks. I am Block G from the LBC. Strap Dollar Baby, Bandit, and Modog Deuce. Tiny Papa, Joe Cool, Mel Dog, and Boo Boo. Baby Croft, Little John, John, and Juju. LB Dre, Man Man, and Lena T. Tracy D, Gangsta John, and Baby Low. Lil Spit, Baby Fred Dog, Trig, and Wild Joe Dog. Lil Wayne, Big Insane, and Scatterbrain. Evil Oak, Steve O, Big Boy, Junior Boy, Pay Dog, and that nigga, Humpty the Hog, Sadiki, Lil B, Zigzag, and C-Rack, Lil Gator, Lil Raider, Lil Poopy, and Droopy. Get that insane family roll call in a mile. It's the roll call. It's the roll call, nigga. It's the roll call. The hood roll call, nigga. It's the roll call. The hood roll call. It's the roll call. The hood roll call, nigga. Big Stangy Man, Ron Bird, and Dirty Dan. Psycho Mike, Iceberg, and Ice Cream Cocktail. Crip Crazy, Big Mooch, and Big Mook. Lil Gangsta, get him up. Lil Black and Pay Mook. See Grease, Lunatic, Baby Gangsta, and Kryptonite. Sugar Bear, Sugar Mama, T-Loke, and Lil Papa. Green Eyed Ace, Lil Insane, and Cowboy. Scrap Dog, C-Dog, Hucka Buck, and Big Bulldog. C-O Dash, and the homie Lil Cash. Slim Dick'em Low, BG Hog, and all the Mitch Dogs. Kid Dougie, Lowdown, June Bug, and Baby Ace. OG Al Watson, he got life to face. Big Trey, Big Trey, and Trey Finger Milton. Kool-Aid Low, Crip Inch, and Lil 50. I'm Baby Gangsta, get him up, a 10th Street Rider. Eastside Insane, Long Beach Fine. It's the roll call, it's the roll call, nigga. It's the roll call, the hood roll call, nigga. It's the roll call, the hood roll call. It's the roll call, the hood roll call, nigga. It's the roll call, it's the roll call, nigga. It's the roll call, the hood roll call, nigga. It's the roll call, the hood roll call. It's the roll call, the hood roll call, nigga. Yeah. What's up, cuz?
Man, come on, man. So, you know, I'm sitting here just peekabooing at this old get down, you know, but I want to tell black people one thing, if we can possibly do this. For the G. Lewis Show, and I'll be the first one to put it out. But we need to at least send 50 cents or a dollar at least per caller, or at least just on the listening saw, so get some advertising from your little hamburger stand or your weed, no one ever mentioned. You know, we need some advertising to keep this thing going, because, you know, this thing don't run without no diesel up in it, player. You know what I'm saying? So we have to get this money up in there, get a little G. Lewis marathon up in there, man. We can raise $40, 20 for the weed, 20 for the airtime.
Hey Malik, Malik Spillman always been about his paper, man. He always been about teaching and giving back to the community, man. I just want to give a big shout out to Malik Spillman. Even though you didn't mention me, you mentioned G. Lou and them niggas over there, but you didn't mention Hanksy. So I ain't mad at you.
Let me correct
you.
I stand to be corrected. Because this is my home right here where I'm at right now. The mother station, that's just Hollywood. You heard.
Deadpool.
This shit right here is what I lean on when my mama died. This shit right here I lean on when I need a bag of weed. This shit I lean on when I need gas. When I need to get with some niggas. This shit I lean on when I'm trying to crack me a bitch. This shit I lean on when I'm trying to get my word across. This shit lean on nigga when I'm in deep, heavy prayer. This shit make a nigga like me come from the ground down, get back up in the motherfucking trunk, jump out and get in the back.
Okay,
come
that's
on, man. Hey, but look, though, but let me say this one more time. Yeah. You know, I'm a compulsive thinker and talker sometimes. I really love y'all, brother. Because that shit y'all put down with Paul and you and Hank and all that, homie, niggas go up there to that motherfucker from their heart.
All right, so good really looking. Good looking.
Come on, man. You know, I'm going to go crazy, banana nut crazy, man. But I just want to know one thing, man. When is we going to get
Malik,
$9,000?
Hey, Malik, you're on the show May 20th. You're on the show May 20th at the top. May 20th, you got 3 minutes, nigga.
I got
come back. Show me where it's at.
Baby,
ocean, and sometimes we see the ones that you care for give you so much pain. Oh, but it's all right. They're both one in the
guide you through the night. If you want someone who understands, then things can't get uptight. If it needs
I understand complications can sometimes bring you down. But different situations doesn't always be around. And if it means anything to you to know that I care for you, check it out, baby, check it out.
Y'all, it's your girl, Sweet Tea, and I'm chilling with the GDU show.
the G-Loop Show, OG Sundays. Like I told you at the top of the hour, we will have a special guest checking in with us to talk to us for a minute. Excuse me, a very important man in Compton, California, who will be the future of Compton, California, will be calling in top of the hour. So be on the lookout for that. It's the G-Loop Show. OG Sundays, fabulous low rider oldies in traffic like Dangs and Graphics, sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, DD Harrison, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge, the Poetry of Justice Show, and the GLUKeShow.com. We'll be right back.
Oh, man, everything gravy, man. I just want to say shout out to all the GLUK listeners, man. That's listening from the land of Japan, Long Beach, England, man. We love y'all, man. All the ladies that's listening, man. We love y'all, man. From the GLUK Show, from Flossy B, man, Hank to the Gangster, man. And GLUK, man, we love y'all, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Baby, I can't figure it out. Don't kiss and maybe just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Somehow, somewhere, someday. Whoa, soon I'd like to fly far away from here, where my mind can be fresh and clear. And I found the love that I long to see. People can be what they wanna be.
Don't you agree? Welcome back to the G Loop Show. OG Sundays, Fabulous Low Rider, OGs, every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by BTP Media Group 93, Tweet FMism. And we're joined by my co-host, Flossy B, Hank Norman, Queen Jean. Floss, we got a special, like I said, guest that was going to check in with us top of the hour, and he is here now. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him for us, Floss?
Well, he's a candidate of Mr. Anthony Perry. He's running for the mayor of Compton. You know, as you guys know, we had Omar Bradley on the show a couple of weeks ago, so we're giving everybody a chance to use our platform, G-Lou. So we're just going to have him come in, you know, and speak about, you know, introduce himself and let everybody know what his plans are and what he's trying to do for the black community. So without further ado, G-Lou. Yes, sir.
Mr. Anthony Perry, welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for having me on the G-Lou Show. Thank you
much.
Big Flossy, Big Hank, the Queen. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
I'm so humbled to be talking to the OGs.
Yeah, shout out to Compton, man. Shout out to Christy Love for making it happen, man.
Shout out to Compton.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Hey, Anthony Perry, before you get started, man. Hey, before you get started, man, this is Big Hank, man. Hank's the gangster, man. Did you grow up in Compton?
You know, I did not grow up in Compton. I was born in Columbus, Ohio, and I moved to California in 2001.
There it is. That's what's up.
Hey,
you just put the man on the spot, huh? Did you grow up in Compton?
Get right to it, huh, Hank?
Right.
Hey, but, hey, Mr. Perry, go let them know, you know, how you ended up in the position you're trying to, uphold. You know, give them a little history of what's going on.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm Anthony Perry, your Compton mayor candidate, and I am a teacher right in Compton. It started for me. I have three children. I have two boys, and mine really started from a fear of my boys getting shot. That's how it originally started for me. I've been in politics for about 3 years now, and I said to myself, my boys is 9 and 4, and I said, I cannot live in fear that they're going to get shot. I've seen the rapid deterioration in our city. I've seen in the school system how our children wasn't really getting a quality education, and I've seen it on both sides as a teacher and as a parent. And I said to myself, I'm not going to be one of those brothers that just talk about it. I said, I'm going to be about it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to fight for my city. I'm going to fight for our children. I'm going to fight for our young men and women to ensure we have equal opportunities. We're not getting killed and shot. And so I said, hey, I'm from the community. I'm not born in Compton, but I'm from another community. And Compton is my home. I was embraced as soon as I bought my first house here. And so I said, hey, I'm here to fight for my people. So that's what ultimately led me here today. Thank you.
That's what's up.
And that's good for a brother, you know, that's standing up, because we all know the demographics of Compton, man. We know the history. We know and just anybody that takes over that mayor, a council district, a position in Compton, you know, that's a big task. You know what I'm saying?
We're
some big shoes to fill.
You know, we from Long Beach, but we know the work Compton. I love Compton. I'm in Compton every day. My grandmother still has my father's mother still has her house in Compton. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Compton every day, man. I just love the city, man. Compton's really a beautiful city. If people really, you know, if you really know the city, Compton's a beautiful city, man. You know.
Yes, I tell people all the time. You know, Compton is a diamond in the rough. You know,
really
we just need to be cleaned up a little bit and just a little bit of care for, you know. We just need some people to really care for our constituents, all of our constituents. And that's what it's about. You know, I work with everybody, the working class, the middle class, the lower class, the upper class. I'm a man of the people. I love everybody, every creed, every race, every economic status, every walk of life. And that's what it's about. It's about loving and embracing and elevating our people, elevating our children. And that's part of my platform is rebuilding Compton. But it's not just rebuilding Compton, but it's rebuilding our people, rebuilding the constituents. And that's what it's about, rebuilding our city up. Yes.
And, well, And then as being mayor, you know, are you planning on working with any guys that, because there's a few brothers, you know, like Chico, there's a lot of brothers in Compton that's pushing, you know, peace for that gang activity, man. So are you planning on doing any work with, you know, any brothers that's pushing that peace for the gang?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of my biggest platforms is working with our Second Chance constituents. I don't like calling my brothers and sisters felons. You know, I like to call them Second Chance constituents.
Exactly.
You know, and it's
exactly.
And it's very important because I truly believe they are a major key to the success of Compton. You know, these are individuals that know Compton inside and out, and I know as a man of the community, they have very much influence in the community.
Exactly.
So it's very,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's very important that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's very important that we empower those individuals to offer them jobs, giving them an opportunity, good paying jobs, so they feel good, feel prideful, you know, able to take care of their families. And that's what it's about. Definitely working with all of our Second Chance constituents.
That's motivation, exactly. That's motivation, you know. Like I say, I'm born and raised in Long Beach. Hank and I are born and raised in Long Beach, you know. And we know all the problems, but like I said, Compton is like my second home, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, I love to see a good change in Compton. It's time for a big change in Compton, you know, for the sun to shine on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. It's time for someone like me that actually walk with the people. You know, I'm in the streets with the people. You know, I'm not only from the community, but I'm also in the schools. You know, I'm here, you know, protecting our children.
Yeah, that's important also with our schools, the school system. Exactly. Our schools, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Perry, they would like me to ask you, what do you plan on doing different that any of the past mayors have done, whether good or bad, or just anything different that you want to do or bring to the table as far as something new for Compton, and especially since things have changed with this past year?
Yes, yes. One of my biggest programs that I really want to bring in is investing in skill trade programs. I was just talking to some brothers, and I said, hey, you guys are very talented. You can do any single thing you want to do if you put your mind to it. So I said, hey, we're going to eliminate, and this is one of my biggest challenges. I'm going to eliminate that you cannot get a job. We're going to train people into like plumbing, bricklaying, roofing, welding, you know, electrical workers. We going all these abandoned buildings, the same individuals in the community that we train, we going to repair those buildings.
Exactly. That makes sense.
All these, yes.
Hey,
all these vacant lots.
Every day, I notice that there's a lot of buildings, empty buildings, and it's a lot of stuff to be done. You know, those buildings could be used for something. It's all kind of buildings in Compton, whether it be business, halfway houses or whatever, you know, homeless helping, you know. I don't think Compton's homeless problem is bad as Long Beach's, because I guess Long Beach is a little bigger than Compton, but I don't see Compton does have a homeless problem, but not as bad as I think, like I say, in Long Beach. But it's a lot of buildings, man, that I think a lot of blacks should start using the opportunities to get these buildings, man, you know, that's just sitting there doing that. You know?
Yes, yes. And that's what it's about. It's about keeping it in Compton. Also, I plan on putting together a constituent investment group where instead of having outside investors come in and buying these properties and buying these vacant lots, and we understand that everybody can't spend $2 or $3 million to buy a plot and, you know, build a high riser. But if we got 15 to 30 individuals getting financed for 50, 60, 70,000, collectively they can buy that lot, buy that building, and they can reap the benefits. The same constituent that built it up can reap the benefits. And that's what it's about. It's about building up the people, and the people want to build up the city, getting everybody involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Queen Jean, did you have something to say, sweetie?
I did. Hi, Mr. Perry. How are you?
Oh, very lovely. Thank you. Hello. How are you, my queen?
I'm great. I was born and raised in Compton. And did you say that you weren't from Compton?
Yes, I'm not. Yeah, I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I moved to California in 2001.
Okay. Well, great that I can appreciate someone coming into Compton who's not from Compton to be a mayor, because that way you can I can have more trust in someone like you than someone who was from Compton, lived in Compton, and came in and took advantage of Compton. Wasn't there for the people of Compton. So thank you for coming to the city of Compton, running for mayor. I definitely will put in a bid for you to my family members who are still living in Compton.
Thank you.
I want
thank
to ask you one question. What are you going to do for the youth? You know, as far as activities at the end.
Yes, that's very thank you. That's one big thing, bringing a lot of programs back. And speaking of the youth, and we just got canceled because of COVID. But outside, I didn't mention it earlier, I'm also a youth basketball coach over at Gonzales Park. So yes, I'm a basketball coach over at Gonzales Park. I'm very, very in tune with the youth. But we have to bring in these after school programs. And we have to work with the school board. We got to work with the school system. One thing that I plan on doing is right now, our current, starting with our high school students, they cannot participate in internships with our city. It's very important that we get our high school students involved with our local city government to give them an early start. You know, they shouldn't have to go out of state or to another city or go to Beverly Hills or other cities like that. They should be able to get the same quality learning in city government right here in Compton, and then work with Compton College to where these students can potentially get college credit, which will save them money. And so it's very important that our students get involved in our city government, and then we also allow those same students to participate in summer paid internships when they do go to college, if they go to college, or those that successfully completed an internship to where they have a job. And that's what it's about. It's about embracing our youth. It's also about providing programs for our youngs. I'm going to focus on our young boys and our young girls. But they need a place to go after school that's available on school campuses and outside. We got to keep our kids busy. We cannot allow them to sit around. And I say this to my son, and I don't personally have this problem because I be on them, but all of that, you chilling and doing nothing, no. We need to keep our youngsters busy so they don't have time for the streets. They don't have time to get in trouble. You know, they got basketball practice, band practice, you know, whether they on the mathematics team, you know, it don't matter, but we have to keep them busy. We got to bring back our chess clubs. You know, that's a very intellectual game. You know, things are like that. And these are activities that we can do that's not even expensive. It's not even expensive to do. But we have to keep our youngsters busy. And one part of my job is outside of teaching our kids is making sure our children is safe. And I'm a parent and a teacher. I make sure our kids is safe. And I treat all of our kids like they're my kids personally, because my kids are personally in Compton schools, and I teach in the same schools that I work in. So, yes, it's very important bringing these after-school programs for our children and also having internships with the city so they can get this experience.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Queen.
Man. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Craig, hold tight for a minute, man. We're going to take a ride, man. You know, we're going to refresh, and we'll be right back with you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a ride, as we always do about this time. You know, let's take a ride and come back.
Yeah.
If we got any callers, except take a call or something.
Okay,
do we have any callers out there? Do we have any questions? Not just yet. Okay, we got callers. If you have any questions for Mr. Perry, press 1, and we'll bring you in. But in the meantime, we'll be right back.
Get on up and dance, sing a happy song.
It's your boy Floss the Boss. We back again for another Friday and Sunday night with the G-Loop Show. Come take a ride when we get into traffic like dates and grass. You know what I'm saying? Get you some personality so we can make the G-Loop Show your reality. We live, Jack, every Sunday, 7 and 9 p.m. Call in and listen. 914-803-4001. That's the G-Loop Show. Slow Rider Oldies. The show where they're doing it at. Progressive Talk Radio. When we talk about it. Yeah, this your boy Floss the Boss, man. Tune in every Sunday night. So we got your boy G-Loop. The host with the most. We got Hank Stitty Gat. Y'all know how you do. And we got Queen Jean. You know what I'm saying? She keep it real clean. You hear what I'm saying? And we also have Jackie Ray Phillips waiting in the wings. So when y'all get a chance, tune in, man. Get turned on, man. The G-Loop Show. Me and Travis. Like Dave and Graff.
Yes, sir. We are back. G-Lou, Hank Norman, Queen Jean, Flossie B, my co-host with our special guest for the evening, Mr. Anthony Perry, in the running for mayor of Compton, California, 2021. We're back with the future mayor. Anybody else have any questions for Mr. Perry?
I do. I have another question for you, Mr. Perry. There's a landmark in Compton right there on Central. It's 1950 North Central Avenue. It used to be state land. What would you do with that property when you become mayor?
Say that one more time. You said on Century? On Central?
On Central, yes. It's one of our landmarks. Okay. It was a skating ring at one time.
It was the skate land, yeah. That's where NWA got his first start from, yeah.
Exactly, and it's been other things. It had became there was a Kazuri. It became Kazuri, which is a line of curling irons for cosmetologists. And I believe it's probably a big empty lot now. And I was just saying,
yes,
what would you do with that landmark?
Yes, the city already have a proposal for that area right there by Centennial High School.
Yeah.
Right down the street.
Yes. They have a proposal. They're bringing a housing complex over there. They have the plans already. It was just presented to the city council in January. I was actually on that call by the Olson home group. They're the same ones that did the condos, Willow Walk. Right over there,
yeah.
They actually the same group that built those over there. So right now they're working on some of the logistics as far as the permitting and things of that nature. So they have already sent the plans. I believe it is, forgive me if the number is wrong, but I believe it's 48 homes. It's 48 homes. And they're working to bring those over there right now by the Olson Financial Group. But they do have plans for that lot right there currently.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. No,
Anthony Perry, Hank Norman, man. I was wanting to ask you a question, man. Not too long ago, they was having a problem in Compton about the streets and how the streets are falling apart. And you know, I'm a comedian. They used to say that they was making the Compton streets out of crack and shit like that. So, but I was asking you, did that problem ever get fixed, or do you have a plan to have that problem fixed in Compton?
Yes. That problem has not been fixed, and yes, I do have a plan. One of my biggest things is, and to take this off pretty rapidly, is my constituent investment groups is to get these buildings so we can generate income. One thing, I went back and really researching and studying. I went back 4, 8, 12, 16 years, and I said, why is Compton not growing? Why is these roads not getting fixed? Why isn't just the maintenance of the city not being kept up with? And it comes out, the city is broke, just to be quite frankly honest with you. And they don't have any money, and they're trying to fix roads and they passing measures. But I have a constituent group where once we get these businesses up, once we're building our current businesses and generating more tax revenue for the city, we can expedite the process. Because right now, constituents are upset at roads. I believe last year they spent over $100,000, the city, in paying constituents in car repairs just because of broken tires and axles and things of that nature. Yes.
Yeah. But now, my thing is, if the city, how can the city of Compton be broke if that's the problem? If that's the case, then it's a problem up high. Management wise, you know what I mean? Because the only other city I know that's broke is San Bernardino. I don't know if Long Beach ain't broke. You know what I mean? So is it a problem with management? What's the problem?
Yes, I truly believe that it is a problem with management. I truly believe that we have had on record mismanagement of funds. And
yeah.
And I want to say just mismanagement of funds. I don't want to, accuse anybody of anything of that nature. But it's important that we watch all of our funds. And as your next mayor, I will do a full audit on all of our funds and explain them to the community. And I say that for two reasons, and I'm glad that you asked that. One, the constituents need to know what's going on with their tax-paying funds. That's only right. That's only right. And number two, as your next mayor, I don't want the previous leadership to try to blame it on me. Like, it's Perry's fault, you know? So I said, no, we're going to
do it. Clear your name. Yeah, get your name clear.
Yes, sir. So,
I like that.
So, no,
I like that, man. You almost won me over, Perry. You almost got me, man. You almost got me. I really appreciate you being up front, man. Honest about that, though, for real.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm an open book.
Oh, I'm sorry. But that's why I'm glad that there's someone that you're coming in and you're not from the city of Compton. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to come in and allocate everything correctly, and you're going to make sure it's done correctly by the books, which is what is needed. That way, there won't be missing funds. The funds won't just disappear. The wrong people won't do the wrong things with the funds.
Yes.
That's what it's about. Yes.
And that's just human nature, and this you guys are the OGs, and one thing everybody should know, you don't mess with people's money. It's very important. As your next mayor, I will be very transparent. We do currently the city does yearly audits. I take it a step further, and I say we need to do audits every month because currently we have $113 million deficit. And my first thing was, how does it get to $113 million in the hole? You in the hole when you at 20, 30, and going to 40. Like, how do you let it get that high? And it's because they haven't been transparent. Yes, it is. It is a gigantic number. And it's very important that we address, and as your next mayor, I will be very transparent with all of our funding, all of our allocations, and how every dollar gets spent.
Yes, sir. You got any more questions?
Beautiful thing. Hey, man, I don't have anything else. I think he answered it all, or everybody else asked the questions. I'm trying to see if anybody else has questions from the panel. Go ahead, Flo.
No, I was saying we'd love to welcome the mayor candidate back, Mr. Anthony Perry. Anytime you want to come back, you know what I'm saying? Come back and on our show and keep us post dated. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I absolutely will, and I appreciate you guys, and got so much love and respect for you, and, you know, being on the world famous G. Lou show, you know.
I got to do it.
You got to do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got a song you want to hear, man? You got a song you want to hear? You want to, you got a favorite tune you like? Oh, you got to be an oldie, though.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Let's play a little bit of Al Green.
Yeah,
Val Green.
Hey,
that's
Perry,
how you feel.
Anthony Perry, you just got me. You just got me, Anthony
yes,
Perry. You hit that. Yeah, you got me. You got my vote, my nigga. You got my vote. You got my vote.
I appreciate you. Yes,
there
sir.
He is.
Thank you.
Mr. Anthony Perry.
Anthony Perry, y'all, future mayor of Compton. Thank you.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it, man. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Al Green.
I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
Yes,
what
sir. A good time, baby.
For a good time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Yeah, let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head for the good time.
one time, girl. Hold your wall
and
in the body close to
one more time. What a good time. What a good time.
And here's what you ought to do.
Make your head.
Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight, man. From the land to Japan, man. You know what I'm saying? Another night on the G Lou Show. I want to get, hey, what's up, Big U, man? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, family? I'm good. Always good to be on with you, man. Keep pushing.
Hey, look, it's a real honor, man, and a privilege, man. I sure appreciate it, man. You tuning in. That's what this show is about, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to have a show for our platform on this side of the coast, you know what I'm saying? So every Sunday, man, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? I know us old guys like to listen to oldies and low rides, so, you know, that's our platform, man. You know what I'm saying? And a platform like a guy that, you know, we just had Gangsta on there last week, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Baby Gangsta. We need guys like you to tell the story. Dudes that's still out here. You dig what I'm saying? So shout out to you, Big U, and I really appreciate it, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you got to support it. You got to support our home, man. Anything I can do to help push it. I got to call, you know. Like, look, I wouldn't be right if I didn't do it.
And that's a blessing,
man.
Man,
I'm kidding.
It's a blessing. You're blessing our show, man. Because we try to keep you pushing, too, on some live, you know. I've been doing this show with G-Lou for the last couple of 2-3 years, and this is like a show to just ease my mind every Sunday from all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
right.
We got a few people on the show. It's a good show, man. It's a good show, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're trying to get everybody on here, man. This is, you know what I mean? A show where people can tell their story, you know, without all the hype and all this and that, you know, from the West Coast, from our point of view, because all of us have been out here in the streets, you dig what I'm saying? I appreciate you on the show, man. G-Lou, I'm going to let G-Lou finish saying, AG, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep doing what we do, man. And it's a blessing and an honor, man. And anything I can do for you, man, please holler at me. Oh, yeah, and tell Kimmy I said much love. She know what it is. Thank you. She's always been good to me. Much respect to Kimmy. Oh, you on there, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's up, girl? Much respect to you. You know, you always been my girl. Yeah, much respect to you, kid. You know what I'm saying? I just hope y'all enjoy it.
Yeah.
I hope y'all enjoy the show.
Shining through my darkest night.
just your way, baby, that's what you say. How can you be daylight and darkness at the same time? How can you be daylight and darkness at the same time?
Long time ago, you said, Papa, what am I doing? I didn't want to tell you then. I thought you'd have sense enough to realize what you're doing, but I see you don't. Sit down and listen to me. No, sit down. You see, people are too sensitive today. They don't want to hear all that job you're talking about. You see, they don't want to hear about what you got because they're trying to get it too. Tell the truth. I can't very much blame them. As much as it hurts me, it hurts to see people going around behind our back saying that here's the woman this, here's the woman that, and she ain't this, she ain't that. I want to be proud of you, Mama. I want to be proud of you. Listen, as long as you live, as long as you live, whether you're with me or not, be free.
Get her over it.
Loved her from the start.
What you gonna do?
When I think I'm in love and I catch my girl doing me wrong.
Too bad.
He got another setback in his life.
Like when you get your first ticket for illegal parking.
I don't you know.
It's no big deal.
Take it slow.
She's not for real.
Jackie Ray Phillips with the Poetry of Justice Show. You are now tuned in to the fabulous G. Lou Show. What are you doing it at?
Yes, sir. With that being said, you know, we come about to the end of the show. Before we go, I'm going to bring in my co-host. They can say a few words or two. Before we do that, let me take a quick phone call. We got a caller out there. Somebody wants to speak. Hello.
Yo, yo, what's up with y'all?
What's up, homie? What's cracking?
Chilla, chilla. It's the Dire Lansky.
What up, man? How you doing, fam?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. I was checking out the show earlier. I'm in a, you know, in a session back and forth. But, you know, not only the music, but the content with the brother was on earlier, man. Y'all got a great little platform right here. Salute, salute.
Well, we appreciate that love.
All right, Lansky, we're going to tune in with you. We're going to get you on here. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely,
yes, sir.
Absolutely. But I just want to give a shout out to y'all. Sundays, I try to keep up with the show. Sundays, you know, I mean, I'll be in session. So, but you know, I was able to kind of go ducking back and forth tonight. It was dope, I have to say.
Much love,
man.
Much
appreciate
love.
That. Appreciate it, fam.
Appreciate that, yes, bro. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed night. Flossie, I'll be talking to you soon. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Much love, man. Much love.
Yep.
Much love, homie. Thank you.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Love
look,
right there.
Look.
That's
big.
That
was hot.
That's big love right there. That's big love right there. I mean, Queen Jean, Hank, and G-Lou, we doing something right, goddammit. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. We're going to keep our foot on the gas, man. But, shout out to everybody, man, that tuned in tonight, man. We glad to be back, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to have my panel back, man. And shit, I live for this shit every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep on doing what we do, man. We're going to stay consistent. That's what we do here. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
Yes, shout out to all our listeners that tune in. Shout out to Mr. Anthony Perry on his journey to try to be the mayor of Compton, because we do need change. You know what I'm saying? So, even though I'm from Long Beach, Compton is like my second home, so I'm rooting for Compton also. You know what I'm saying? And anybody else we could bring on the show, we bring it up, because that's what we doing, man. We trying to keep our people informed, man. And we ain't talking about informed just in no rap Hollywood and music shit. We talking about community information. That's what we trying to do. So
that
I appreciate
poor.
Everybody
that
tuning
poor.
In, man, and much love to my folks out there, all y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well,
hey,
I
want
to say.
Go ahead. I tried to pause and let somebody go, and every time I try to go last, you go. Just take your ass and go. So I was trying to go, but go ahead, Queen, do your thing.
I just want to say to everybody, thank you for joining us, tuning in, and blessing us by following us and being a part of the G-Lou brand squad, and blessings to Mr. Perry, praying that he gets the position of mayor in Compton, and also to free your mind of clutter. Remembering that wrong is like carrying a burden on the mind. Remembering a wrong is like carrying a burden on the mind. So free your mind of clutter. That's a note for myself as well. You know, you got to keep your mind free and clear so you can have peace within.
Yeah. Your Queen Jean said, leave that shit alone. That's what that means. Leave that shit alone,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
Hey, man, I love y'all. Hey, listen, man, I love y'all, man. This show was like I remember back in the day when I used to remember. Mother used to be trying to take that hit back when I was on cocaine. Get ready, my stomach used to be bubbling and shit. I get ready to say, bam, I got that motherfucker. This, I feel like that, like I finally got my hit again, man. I feel like I got my hit again, man. I'm glad. I don't know how long was we off, man. A month? I feel like a nigga was off for a month or something. Damn, man.
We back.
Shit, hey, man. Hey, before I go, G-Lou, when you out here, how the video shoot go?
Oh, yeah, it went good, man. It went good. It should be coming out soon, but it went real good. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Man, I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan of all y'all niggas. I be watching Queen taking all the beauty shots. Nigga, I'm on her pages looking at her picture like, what is she doing? Why is she tilt her head to the left? Oh, now she tilt her head to the left. I'm like, damn, what is she taking?
She might lean forward. She might come short. She might come long.
I'm y'all fan, man. Flossie. Flossie over there with the stick gang, Crip gang, all these niggas. I'm like, this nigga here, this nigga everywhere, man. I'm like, God damn. So I'm really y'all fans, man. Oh, I just want to say that, man. I love y'all. Being on the show with y'all is like taking me a hit, man. I'm telling y'all, man. So give me my hit every week, you little quit tripping out, man.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man.
You need some money? You need some money to put on the show or something?
I got a hundred.
We all right. Hey, let me get up out of here, man. I love y'all, man. Keep living your life like God is watching. I thought about it today, man. I was doing some shit, man. I said, man, don't do that. God watching me. You know what I'm saying? I took my hand off that motherfucker. took my hand off that motherfucker. Turned the page. I looked at another page. I wasn't looking at her page no more. I can't do that no more. So I just.
All right.
I love y'all.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, I got to make y'all. This is what I do, man. I make y'all laugh. I hope I get a little
keep
laugh every now and then, man.
Yeah,
that's
all. Get up. Hey, do some push ups. Get off the couch, nigga. Tell some jokes, nigga, because we're about to get back on, get back busy. Nigga.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
I love y'all.
Take us up out
that
here,
part.
Man.
Hey, man, with that being said, we love y'all. Thank you, everybody, for the love and support. Keep on supporting. Keep on liking. Keep on following all the homeboys, Flossie B, Baron Stevenson, Queen Jean, the G-Lou Show, Hank Norman, the Deacon, me, G-Lou, on all platforms. We're going to keep on pushing. We do this for y'all. We do this for the people. And we love y'all. We up out of here. Like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. So give it up to the man upstairs this evening before you lay it down. We love y'all. We up out of here. Peace, y'all.
Yeah.